At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Looking hard.
Yes. All right, Ray, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories today. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence.
I'd like to go with Animalize This.
Employees at a doctor's office in Michigan. They handled an unusual breaking and entering situation when an animal crashed in through a window. Now, workers at the Putman Family Medicine in Cairo said the critter burst into the building through a window and then became lost in the building. A video from the scene does show the animal attempting unsuccessfully to exit through a closed window. Apparently, it was only willing to break a window to enter, but not exit. Now, staff were eventually able to, quote-unquote, usher it to an exit, and then it ran back off into the wild. The question is, what was the animal that crashed through the doctor's office window, ran around, and got itself lost? Was it a badger? Was it a wild turkey? Was it a black bear, or was it a deer? So, badger, wild turkey, black bear, or deer?
What do you guys think?
I mean, I feel like deer break into a lot of places just because they jump through windows. They're kind of big and clumsy. But that part of Michigan, yeah, could be a badger. I don't know. I honestly, turkey, huh?
A wild turkey, yes.
Big Adam.
Not a domestic one.
I don't know why. I think this is, it's a, you know, plain old black bear.
Black bear.
He broke in, then he was like, I don't want to break more glass. They're going to get mad at me.
Ray, I'm here, very conscientious. Yeah.
Ray, I'm going tried and true deer.
Okay. I'm going with you, Miles. That's what I was thinking, deer.
Deer as well. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What busted through the window? Was it a badger, a wild turkey, a black bear, or a deer? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories Animalize This on Profile This. We go to a doctor's office in Michigan. Animal bursts through the window. Obviously, it's not going to be able to get out with the doors locked and everything else. Question is, what was the animal that busted through and cannot get out in Michigan? Was it a badger, a wild turkey, a black bear, or a deer?
And Ray, that is a question we posed to you. Let us start with the Ted Smith. What the old black bear? It was not a black bear. And Ray, you agree with Miles. Miles is quick to it. Just said, look, man, it's Michigan, and this seems like the regular standard story. Deer kind of stupid and they do this.
It was a deer.
Both correct.
All right.
It was the deer.
There you go. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today, you got Seth Meyers, the Jimmys,
Fallon Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Look, it's right there in the title. These guys have talented teams of writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In odd food news, Cincinnati's famous Skyline Chili got its own ice cream flavor.
Oh, good.
What's even crazier is their next product, Skyline Chili Bubblegum.
Fallon. Smith.
Smith.
Damn it. That was my other guess.
I have a buddy that ordered a bunch of it.
Really?
You could, I guess it was such a limited thing, you had to order so much of it.
I also think sometimes there's a reason it's limited. Because this is awful.
Did this buddy recently go to the Super Bowl?
He did.
Okay. You only really appreciate that if you live in that area. I mean, honest to God. Like
Mike liked it.
Buffalo wings. Great everywhere. Skyline Chili, it's really only in that Cincinnati, Dayton area that people actually like.
It was all right. All right.
Once you get to West Virginia, we hate it.
It tasted like fast food chili.
But I actually like it.
CVS announced it's launching a pilot program at 3 New York City locations that allows customers to use an app to open some of the store's security cabinets. It was either that or hire one single employee.
I'm against Colbert.
Myers.
CVS announced it's launched a pilot program at 3 New York City locations that allows customers to use the pharmacy chain's app to unlock store security cabinets. It was either that or hire a single employee.
Wegmans is recalling chicken nuggets after bone fragments were found inside of them. Mm. When they found the bones in the chicken, they simply flipped the sign from nuggets to wings and called it a dish.
Cool, there.
Seth
Fallon.
Jesus.
Wegmans has recalled chicken nuggets after bone fragments were found in the meat. Yeah, when they found bones in the chicken, they just flipped the sign from nuggets to wings and called it a day.
A British woman set a record for finishing an ice marathon in less than 5 hours while wearing a polar bear costume. It beat the previous record of no one has ever done that.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
A British woman recently set a Guinness World Record by finishing an ice marathon in less than 5 hours while wearing a polar bear costume. It beat the previous record of no one's ever done that.
I didn't even know ice marathons were a thing.
No.
Did not know.
Yeah. I'm doing it a polar bear costume.
Talk about chafing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I feel like I always chafe when it's hot out and there's moisture in between my
thighs. As long as you tape your nipples.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking about Chubb Rub from playing football. All right. Anybody in here a fan of Little House on the Prairie?
No.
No.
No one ever has been.
The series ran from 74 to 83.
It's kind of like the Waltons.
Yeah.
It's just one of those just vanilla, non-interesting family shows where the drama was the goat died.
Yeah. Or like today, we have bread and butter with a side of salt.
Yeah, seriously.
Time to harvest the wheat. Oh, boy.
Well, good news. Netflix is rebooting Little House on the Prairie.
This time with meth.
The series.
I'd watch that.
Right. We call it Ozark. Yeah, I mean.
Well, in Ozark's defense, he was simply laundering the money.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Come on, dude.
Little House, you get to the making.
It would be more interesting if they just owned a laundromat. Those shows were terribly boring.
Yeah, largely bad. The way I always heard of it was the car wash.
Yep, both ways.
Yeah.
If you can do a token, if you can produce your own currency, the mob is in. Arcades, car washes.
So Little House on the Prairie, the original series told the kind of true story of the Ingalls family lived at a farm in Minnesota in the 1800s. It's loosely based on the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder. It ran from 74 to 83. They said the reboot, a Netflix executive says, will be a hopeful family drama, part epic survival tale, and part origin story of the American West. No word on casting or a start date. The original series streams on Peacock, where more than 13 billion minutes of it people have watched in 2024.
Wow. I mean, it was huge back in the day, man. It was a huge show. Oddly, we were watching like Good Times and stuff, but Little House on the Prairie was on.
Mm-hmm. So was Quincy.
My brother loved Quincy. Jeez.
I don't even remember that.
Doctor Show.
Jack Klugman? Is that his name? Yeah, my brother loved the show. He was
forensic. Loved it.
All right. Yes, your mom loved Quincy. Your mom and my brother probably liked the same shows when he was a teen and your mom was still your mom.
Yeah, Kojak was better.
Did you guys watch What's Happening?
Sure. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I liked What's
Fred
Happening.
Fred Rerun Barry?
They had the Doobie Brothers on there. Which Doobie you be?
I have friends now that grew up out here, and I'm sure it helped that I grew up around more black people, but I tell them about 227. And Jack A.
Oh, Jack A.
And they're like, you're kidding. I'm like, no. That really, that was her name. She didn't go by Jackie. She went by Jack A.
Jack A. That was her name, yeah.
And I can't hear 227 without thinking about that building.
Jack A.
Right. That was the name of the front of it.
Yeah.
So
people hanging out the window being nosy.
Yeah.
Kind of like being home.
It is. Well, it's one of those things, too. Like, you don't think about, I don't think about it now, but like when I first moved out here, you know, certain neighborhoods, I had a buddy who used to live in Fremont. So he had like a little stoop.
Yeah.
I remember explaining it to him. We had like a day off. It's like a Friday afternoon. And I go, come on, we're going to go to the store and get 40s. And he goes, and then what? So we're going to sit here on the stoop and drink them. And he's like, and then what? I said, nothing.
None.
People will walk by. We can
you'll
talk
say
to
hi.
Them.
You'll pet a dog.
Right. I was like, I said, you got like a football or a basketball? We could like dribble or play catch or something. I mean, he had a soccer ball.
We don't have a yard.
Yeah, you fast forward like 2 hours and he's like, this is great. And I was like, yeah, well, you go up to DC or Baltimore's, what'd you do? Hang on the stoop. See people come by.
It's called your yard.
All right, we already know some of the Super Bowl commercials are out there. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, they teased their new one, Harry Met Sally reunion earlier this month, and the commercial for Hellman's Mayonnaise features a cameo from Sydney Sweeney, which I'm very excited about.
In your mind, what was a bigger movie, that or When Harry Met Sally?
What?
Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
What's that? You said that or when Harry Met Sally?
Or Sleepless in Seattle, right?
Oh, okay.
Between the two.
Man, that's a tough one.
Because they were both huge.
Right.
Both the same people.
People love Sleepless in Seattle. I just feel like that scene in the deli where she's having the fake orgasm.
Oh, it's a classic.
Okay. I was going to say, I think it's just, I think maybe that one's more iconic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So who knows? Angel Soft Toilet Paper spent all their money on an ad that they actually want you to skip. Like, they basically want you to use the bathroom. There's another one where the angel is in a football helmet and tells you this is the perfect time to use the bathroom break and also have a 30-second countdown clock. Now, listen. I think maybe for a guy, 30 seconds seems like a pretty tight window to run to a bathroom, use it, and get back out.
Agreed, man. The average mammal pee lasts like 32 seconds or something like that. But it's like you can be a giraffe, an elephant, gorilla, a human being. We all pee about the same length, but it's a little longer than 30 seconds, if I remember that correctly.
You ever seen a horse pee?
I have, and I was sitting on
all
it.
All at once.
Female more impressive than male.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. All right. I just know, I've been to a pony, like, sell-off.
That thing, if you watch it, it expands, contracts on a female horse. It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like there's a garden hose. You just turned on the faucet, and you're wondering when it's going to stop.
I did wonder that when I was sitting on the horse who peed. Can I make your horse do blah, blah, blah? I said, cool. And I'm an adult. Only the second time I've been on a horse. This horse was massive in spite of its name being Mouse. So there's a point we got to kind of go through
horses,
this river.
By the way, every time I get up close to one, I forget how giant they are.
It just stopped dead. And I'm like, come on, boy. And I realized he's peeing. And the reason I figured it out Just keep in mind, his penis is directly under me, so I can't see it, but the mud that's blowing up on either sides, I'm like, there's mud on my pants, but it's pee mud. But what am I going to say to Mouse? Nothing.
Yeah, same thing. When I was a kid, one of our babysitters, she used to be one of those people that would go and work in barns.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I didn't know anything about horses, but sometimes in the summer, she'd be like, I'll take you guys. I think she grew up somewhere and like out in the cut.
Yeah.
But same thing. I remember being on a horse and kind of kicking him and doing the, and somebody's like, dude, he's pooping. Like, oh. But, you know, when you're you have no idea.
I don't know.
It's not like a human or a dog that kind of gets in position. It's a horse. It just drops them.
Yeah, they just kind of stand and
the crazy do the thing. Goats. They'll just drop those little pellets anywhere.
They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goats are like party animals, man.
They are party animals, man. They eat a bunch of crap.
I mean, they care about nothing. Nothing matters to them.
All right, are you guys kept up on this Bill Burr, Billy Corgan thing?
A little. Bill seems a little bit
bitter.
Upset. Yeah.
Bill is kind of pissed.
Not Billy, Bill, yeah.
Bill Burr. Right, so Bill Burr was on Howie Mandel's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this theory going around. I guess Billy Corgan floated it out first that was like, my mom says there's a chance that could be my brother. They do look a lot alike.
Sure.
Bill's dad was a traveling musician or something, I want to say.
Something like that, yeah.
So it's kind of been talked about. So on Mandel's podcast, he kind of blindsided Bill Burr and brought out Billy Corgan. Bill Burr is kind of upset, and he's like, no. He's like, I'm not mad at you, Billy. He's just, I'm annoyed with Howie. Like, don't ambush me like this.
That's the thing. Howie did not tell him he was going to bring this other dude on to have this conversation.
Right. So Bill Burr was on the Rich Eisen show, and he was talking. He said Howie did that because he's a Hollywood whore, and he doesn't care what happened. And, you know, he even adds, like, look, he's hard to hate, you know what I mean? I how do you hate a German foe? He's not threatening. I do think it's kind of, I don't know, like, it's a fun story, but if that is Bill Burr's half-brother and he's never met him, like, I don't know that I just want to be on the, like, if you guys all of a sudden, if some dude popped in and you're like, hey, Ted, this is probably your half-brother, I'd be like, oh, we should have talked about this before we went on there.
But it's a fun story for us, because
fun story down, for us.
None of us care, and it's not a big deal. But when you're speaking biologically who you may or may not be related to as the individual, yeah, that matters. Mm-hmm. Like, look, they're doing what? You know, the downfall of
Bill Burr doesn't talk glowingly or very fondly of his father.
Right. So at least, and that was the whole thing. It's just you did not tell me.
Either does Billy Corgan. So maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like one of those things you could trace. Eventually, the story's gotten big enough, they're going to have to sit down.
They should have gone on PBS with the listeners.
Just do it, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to sit down, I think, at some point and figure it out. But maybe, I don't know, maybe would you want to know?
If I have a half-brother, yeah.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, not in that context. Not in that
way. I would not want to have to share it with everyone.
Correct.
But since everyone knows, like,
yes,
can we get this done? If we are, cool. If we're not, cool.
Because it's easily
get off our back, right?
I don't know that I'd want to know.
Right? You want to speculate?
No.
Like okay, maybe you're my half-brother.
That's why he doesn't want to know.
Well, given my dad, the man he was and the time he spent in the Army, like, my half-brother is probably half Vietnamese. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Be strange. Asian Ted. I don't know. Like, I already have a brother. I don't need a half.
Isn't that a King of the Hill plot?
Asian Ted.
That his dad, like, when in World War II, he found a woman and got her pregnant, so Hank actually.
Could you imagine if he's hairless? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he'd be the complete opposite.
Right, I know. Skinny.
Would be weird. Yeah, like, he's like just real thin. Doesn't even like beer.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure?
Jiu-jitsu, the whole thing.
Are you
she's
sure?
She's a health nut.
Yeah, like, you sure we're related?
Hate sports.
Yeah. Like, he's like, never been to a tailgate.
Love Star Wars.
Like, why did you come find me? What are we supposed to talk about now?
King's mascot.
He shows up dressed as Darth Vader.
Likes brunettes. I don't even know you.
Small chested women.
I'm a vegetarian.
Right? Like, dude, this is odd.
He's never had a wing in his
sure
life.
We have the same net.
Exactly. Right? It's not even funny.
It's very serious all the time. Dry.
Prefers non-alcoholic beers.
Yeah. All right. If you want to watch some Pro Bowlers,
you just learned about yourself.
Yeah. You sure it was my dad?
Skills Showdown. That's over on ESPN. If you want to check that one out, and then the reboot of Matlock.
They're turning. Oh, 9 p.m. on CBS tonight.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you listening to The Men's Room.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. We don't go too far as we head north to Vancouver, where legend leads to divorce. A woman has had it with her husband after, After he went on an expedition looking for the mythical biped of the Pacific Northwest, Bigfoot. He's a Sasquatch.
I wear size 11, goddammit. Give me a break, man.
I'm 7 foot. It's just my feet.
It's just my feet.
Big feet. Big frame, man. What do you want from me, dude?
Shaq's got
I should grow about my big feet.
I already have a complex about it. Then you guys nickname me. That's not cool, man.
I'm already on Lamisil.
You're victim shaming, bro.
Oh, criminy. He's a Sasquatch enthusiast and, in his defense, did let his wife know that he was leaving for a few days in search of the creature.
I can't imagine telling my babe, I'll be back in 3 days. What are you doing? Going to Vegas? Nah, we're looking for Bigfoot.
Right.
Like, okay.
Like,
go do drugs.
Look, I'm huge into Nessie. I think Loch Ness Monster's friggin' awesome. And, you know, hey, let's go to the Loch, see if we can find her. Cool. There's a limit.
There's a line to how much of a thing is cool. I think about Bigfoot is, you know, from all the quote unquote witnesses and all this, like, nothing good happens if you interact.
Right.
Right? They're like, hey, we want to prove you're straight, but it's like, they threw boulders at us. They smell like crap. They wanted to rip our limbs off. I'm like, how am I going there?
No. Hell no.
Let's take a picture. Let me know.
Like, doggone it, man. However, even though he did let his wife know that he was going, he neglected to mention that he would not be alone as,
Oh, you don't say.
His ex was joining him on the little camp out in the woods.
Dude.
Oh, that's so slick.
Yeah. Come on. This was the final straw, and the woman filed for divorce, and he is cooperating, but he's going to get his before it's finalized. He's demanding spousal support from his ex-wife in the divorce, as he's currently disabled and unable to work.
Looking for that Bermuda Triangle.
Wait a minute. You're disabled, but you have the ability to look for Bigfoot.
Yeah, hang on to that there.
If you're, like you said, Loch Ness, you might be on a boat.
Sure.
You don't have to do much.
Right.
But you're tromping through the dense forests.
Yeah. However, the reason why he's disabled and unable to work, due to an injury that he sustained on, you guessed it, another Bigfoot hunt that he slipped and fell on an icy staircase, rendered him absolutely disabled. He couldn't do it. This, of course, didn't sit well with the judge, who saw that he was able to trek through the woods and ride ATVs in search of a mythical beast. But he had made no effort to find work following his injury. Like, I get it. Okay, fine. You got an injury. You can't be out there schlepping and breaking your back. You can't sit at a desk. You can't find anything. No income whatsoever. All right. But you can go hunt for Bigfoot. All right.
In the densely... Okay.
Right. But the divorce is still going through the court system.
On Vancouver Island.
Right.
Like, if Bigfoot existed, if it was on an island, we would know.
Right. I know that's a big finite island. Area.
He ain't swimming to Vancouver for a fish show, you know?
Yeah, he is.
I do, man. It saves money.
He just jumps on the ferry.
Going down to Portland, man.
He'd have to swim all the way to Mexico right now.
Gonna dunk it after.
My name's Gary.
Why do you keep talking about my feet?
Damn it.
From in front of us? You don't see me calling you Big Nose.
Could keep making beef jerky.
Why don't they call me Big Joint? I roll big joints.
Roll big fatties. Canada's got some great weed, too. If he is a stoner, he's got the good stuff.
I'm ashamed.
Good and loser. We're going for a pint. We're going for big.
Going for a quarter ounce. In other news, still saying close, officers in Oregon found what could be the oldest speeder. At around 5 in the evening, an officer clocked a Dodge flying down the highway at an impressive 106 miles an hour. They lit up the car, but it refused to yield for a period, adding charges to the citation. But when they got to the window, I imagine they were a little stunned to see a 94-year-old woman in the driver's seat.
The good news is, at least they believe her when she says, I didn't hear your siren.
She's facing nearly $1,500 for the fine, as in addition to speeding. She was also charged with failure to yield, driving without insurance, and the kicker, failing to safely secure a child in the vehicle.
Jeez, a whiz.
Come on, Grandma.
He's 70. It's my son.
Oh. He'll be fine.
Could be real.
Oh, goodness gracious. The city of Pittsburgh is in serious need of updates as it starts with their municipal buildings. The city county building has found itself in hot water after a worker was injured due to the poor upkeep of the facilities. They had already been the subject of a deep dive that found mold on the water fountains, inoperable elevators, out-of-order urinals, and peeling paint. But they were hoping things would take a turn after the employee was injured after the tank of the toilet that he was sitting on exploded, causing cuts to the worker. An inspector had been fighting for updates to these buildings for some time as their training facility for police and fire crews didn't have heat for the last 4 months.
Damn.
Having to use space heaters just to get through the day. So come on now. We can do a little bit better there, Pittsburgh. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Firefighters in Florida saved a Ninja Turtle in training. A woman came to the firehouse in distress, having exhausted all options to get some help. She reported that there was a turtle that had crawled into a sewer, following down a chute and trapping itself inside for about 4 days.
Oh, no.
The crew found an opening into the sewer and two of them lowered a third down to retrieve the animal, with the media reporters unable to contain themselves with the fact that he wasn't found with ninja blades or nunchucks. The animal was not injured, but in need of a little TLC treatment, and as Miles said, they did lovingly name him Pickles, Mr. Pickles, because he found himself in a pickle.
All right.
That's why they named him Pickles.
That is why they named him Mr. Pickles.
My goddamn name is Gary.
A lot of Gary's around here.
I know. Bigfoot, turtles.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What, and you can always download the Sports on What up to find when and where all of these fine sports are going to be on, just like all the college and NBA basketball that we've got on for you tonight, as well as the San Jose Sharks that are in town to take on your Seattle Kraken tonight. Good luck, boys. Let's get out of the streak.
Battle of the same colors.
That's right. As far as your weather, it is time, gents. The rain is here. Temperature's going to drop to a low of 40 before warming up to a high of 49 tomorrow, when we've got rain, and more rain. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
We'll see you for the weekend. The return of Ted versus the FCC at a Bad Choice Friday. Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this, bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.